Welcome.
Two.
Questionable.
The.
Show.
Comprised.
Of.
Two.
Boys.
One.
Question.
And.
Absolutely.
Zero.
Brain cells.
Cells.
Oh, yeah, my bad.
Today.
That's my turn, actually. Today.
We're.
Asking.
Should.
You.
Avoid.
Sickness.
Let's get started.
That was a lot more difficult to record than I expected.
I mean, it wasn't that bad. Okay,
the first take was sad.
We don't talk about
that. We don't talk about the first take, and that's why I didn't include it.
Fair enough.
Okay, so.
Obviously, today's question is, should.
Ow. You.
Avoid.
Sickness.
So.
I really hate doing that, by the way.
We're going to do that every time we ask the question.
I don't want to do that, though. Okay, so, should you avoid sickness? Just right there, just right off the bat, just okay. Go.
Should you avoid sickness? My opinion is hell no. That is a terrible idea. Get sick.
What do you mean by sick?
Not purpose.
Let's define the variables real quick.
All right. Sorry, I'm eating Butterfingers.
Wow.
And you know what they say. No one lays a finger on my Butterfinger. Yeah. So, sickness. I think... Let's go with colds and flu and stuff that gets caught, like, very often, okay? We're not going to do, like, the outliers, like COVID or polio or, like, the Black Plague. We're not talking about that.
Or tuberculosis. Dang it. Okay, let's count tuberculosis.
So, fine, we're counting also tuberculosis. What is that?
Mycobacterium tuberculosis. It's a bacteria. Okay, so.
I know. Explain it.
No. No. Okay, what? Why do you think you should avoid sickness, like, at all costs?
I don't. Remember, that was my point.
What is your point?
My point is that you don't need to avoid sickness. Wait, did you just say that? Don't avoid sickness.
Let's redo this.
Why is there cardboard in my mouth?
What do you mean? Why is there cardboard? Okay.
There was literal cardboard in my Butterfinger.
Someone laid a finger on your Butterfinger.
Why would they lay a finger on my Butterfinger?
Okay, what do you think about sickness? Yeah,
I think sickness sucks. I don't like being sick.
Fair enough.
But...
What do you mean, butt?
Chicken butt. I think sickness
okay.
is arbitrary. I gotta look up that word. What does that mean?
It's arbitrary. Dramatic Google search.
Based on random choice or personal whim rather than any reason or system. I don't actually think sickness is arbitrary.
Okay.
I think sickness sucks to have, but once you have it, you've got that out of the way and you're not going to get it again. You might get a different strand, but at least you're eliminating your options. And there's... I know during COVID, when everybody wore masks and everybody stayed inside, most people at least...
Smart ones.
Yes. We don't want to... Let's not bring up politics because I know a lot of
this isn't politics. They're just not getting infected by COVID.
Okay,
all of our viewers are 50-year-old men, and that's a problem.
Yep, it's true. Like, actually, wait, let me go to my...
I'm sorry, Hector.
I'm sorry, I'm going to our YouTube statistics right now. And if you just go here and you look at our analytics, and then you click on audience...
I'm sorry for all the viewers we called out here.
And then you scroll all the way down. Oh, what?
They shut it off. Oh, no. Okay, lifetime.
Oh, yeah. There's 6.8% of our viewers are between 55.
No, what I worry about, there's 60% between 30 and 40. That's what's scaring me.
That's true. So from 25 to 44, we've got about a little over 60%
okay,
of
so
our
there's
viewers.
Zero. Oh.
Why does it say there's 0% that are our age?
Huh.
You know what I think? I think that's because of YouTube. Just everybody signs up and acts like they're older than they are. Just so that they don't have to get monitored by YouTube kids and watch Cocomelon all day. Like, I don't mind seeing a one video with a swear in it.
Okay, no, let's get back to the question. So,
no.
Sickness, yay or nay?
The point of the podcast is that we don't stay on topic. You know?
But, like, this is a pretty good question, though.
You're a pretty good question, though.
That's a little questionable. Okay, so, in my opinion, I feel like you need to seek out sickness at all costs. like a homing beacon of sickness.
See, I do agree with that, but if that's unrealistic, it's impossible to... It's practically impossible to not get sick
what
unless
I'm
you
saying,
have $1 billion and you're going to make,
What I'm saying is that I feel like the school water fountain is, like, responsible for half my immune system.
I agree.
I just think that's, like, incredibly important. I know... Why is it not recording?
It is recording.
No, look at the thing. It's...
You're just being quiet.
No, I'm not. Oh, I am being quiet. Anyway, I'm gonna be honest. I feel like you just try to avoid at all costs. It's just gonna be like a death.
I'm not saying seek out sickness. Don't be like, I'm gonna get the Black Plague here in 2025, chat.
Dang it, okay. Wow.
I said chat, I'm sorry.
Someone did not have a New Year's resolution.
I'd like to confess all my sins.
Wow, New Year's resolution is crazy. Anyway.
What New Year's resolution?
Okay.
Exactly.
Okay.
That didn't even make sense. So basically, I'm thinking, like, if you get sick, you get sick. That's like, fate. You're gonna get sick, and then you get...
You're saying...
Hopefully you get
getting
better
sick
from
is fate. So if I eat, like, 3 pounds of gum I found in New York subway, and then I get sick, that's just fate.
Well, it depends on your point of view. But I'm saying, like, let's say... That's not what I meant!
The thinking.
Wait. Think about it, okay? Let's divert, okay, for a moment, because we do that a lot.
Wow.
My teacher was named Mrs. Divert once. Once? I don't know. She's probably named Mrs. Divert still, hopefully.
Let's divert away from that topic.
Agreed. Fate and chance. Do you think you have free will?
Wow, okay. I think yes.
All right, so you coming here was not planned out in the universe until when we scheduled this.
I think so, yes. I do not believe in free will.
You just said you believed in free will.
Well, that's free will.
What?
I was demonstrating my free will by changing my belief. Got him. Okay, no, but yes, I do believe in free will.
Coincidences are just coincidences.
Yes, I do believe that.
I agree with that one, actually.
I mean, there's two perspectives on this. You can look at it from, like, the religious perspective, or you can look at it from, like, the non-religious perspective. Mm-hmm. Like, for me, at least, free will, I feel like, is something that exists.
I hope it does, but I'm scared that it doesn't.
Well, that's the weird thing. Just when coincidences happen, like, in our favor, we tend to think, oh, hey, wow, this is not coincidental. Like, something caused this, because I'm special, and I'm the biggest person in the entire world. Like, if something bad happens to us, we tend to do think that it's like, a little questionable and not really a coincidence. I feel like it just comes down to, like, human bias itself.
Sometimes I wonder, like, I'm just walking, and I'm like, what if I actually take 2 left steps right now, and then I trip? But the point...
The point of that story is what?
Why did that make me laugh? So, no. He was about to pour all of the crack cocaine from the Sour Patch Kids onto my Butterfinger. I actually want to do that.
Hear me out, Sour Butterfinger. Oh, this looks like a drug operator.
It does.
Oh, no. Oh, God. Don't do it. Don't do it. Oh, he's cracking it in half.
No, it won't work. I'm sorry. Can I try this?
Thanks for asking for consent before you eat that. Okay, he's not dead. That's good.
I'm waiting for the chemical reaction to just explode.
Please stop chewing into the microphone.
That was good.
Okay, we're never eating Butterfingers or Sour Patch Kids ever again. Okay, what's your opinion on free will?
Same with you. I'm certain that I have free will, but at times I'm not.
Whoa, why?
Like I said, let me bring it back to the 2 left step story. Yes, I will trip, but what if I'm like, I'm psyching the universe out and this was never meant to happen, I'm gonna create a wormhole in time. You know, like, I wonder if I can do that sometimes. And then it just never happens, and it makes me sad. And I'm like...
Well, don't you feel like you're...
What if this conversation was planned?
I'm just thinking that, like, we as humans tend to, like, think of ourselves as, like, really cool. Like, respectfully, we cannot open wormholes in time right now. At least right now, unless we have, like, a giant, like, Spider-Man reactor. But I'm just saying, like, right
Didn't
now...
Didn't they, like, do that?
No, there's, like, a Hadron Collider or something that they put in Switzerland, and then it slams a bunch of particles together. That doesn't really count. No, my sound has... Anyway... That doesn't really count. I'll find it. I don't think that counts. We can't really open wormholes in time. It's just kind of throwing particles at each other. Mm-hmm. But, like, I feel like we as humans, like, instinctually think we're special. And, like, we're different.
We're definitely special, but not in, like...
We're a little special. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure about, like, us as a species.
Not in, like, a positive way, though. Always. Especially me.
Well, that's negative. That's not very positivity of you. But just...
I don't have much positivity when I hate sugar.
I feel like human ego kind of leads us to think that we don't have free will and that, like, everything is ordained.
This is getting so dark.
We're talking about ego. That's not really dark. That's just, like, humans. Because I'm clearly not one. Aha.
You know what I think?
There appears to be a very funny word.
Look at the time. Oh, that's a weird time.
What time is it?
Look at my phone. Oh, is it glitching out? I think it says break time.
break time.
Hi.
Then we got cool down cat. We got a castaway seafarer cat. We got bad lucky beast. So that's a
let's
limited
move
time
on from
unit.
The psychology.
Then we got a war god Yoshimoto with weaken and knockback to black enemies.
Sorry.
Area
he's playing
long
battle cat.
Swashbuckler
Kana
with
sorry.
A level 7
he's
surge.
He's playing battle
level
cat.
7
I'm
surge
sorry.
There. And then we finally have
this
Mighty
not...
Aegis Garu limited unit. Very hard chance to get him. We have the bad luck of Isu just constantly weakening and knocking back him. We got Thaumaturge Cat just doing consistent
just
weakening damage. Thaumaturge damage. Then we got Swashbuckler Kana with, again, with that level 7 surge. Absolutely rips apart this type of enemy. Samba Cat, Mohawk Cat, and Flying Ninja Cat all serving as incredible.
Okay, so now that he's gone. Now that he's gone. All right, sorry. This is a bit tough. But I already turned your mic down. Your mic is down. They can't hear you anymore.
They can hear me from your mic. Get Battle Cats now. Oh no, sponsor us. They're the makers of Battle Cats.
No, please. Actually, yeah, I would not mind a sponsor, but
give us like $3 and like 2 cat food. That'd be great.
Yeah.
Anyway, my mic's back on. So what we have here is we have Thomas. Did you realize that I was not using the most effective build? I
no,
should have
that's
been
not,
using
no,
Bomber
no,
Cat
no,
instead
we
of Cooldown Cat.
That's not what we were talking about.
So,
We were talking about you're apologizing because you're interrupting the episode.
Oh, yeah. My bad, guys. Anyway, what were we talking about?
Human psychology.
Oh.
So
that is not related to Battle Cats. I'm just gonna put this down.
You mean Battle Cats is not related to human psychology?
Yes.
So yeah, get off of
okay.
Battle Cats.
Dang, no.
So.
Okay, ready. Okay, we're ready. We're ready. We're ready.
La la deep.
Okay, we're ready. Anyway, so.
Wait, okay, editor, put those all together into one beautiful harmony.
Editor.
I am the editor. Put those all together into one beautiful harmony in 3, 2, 1. What does that sound like? It sounds like this. Oh, that's beautiful.
I can't hear my ears. Anyway.
You can't hear your ears?
I can't see my ears.
Speak up, ears.
I can't. Okay, so, no, I feel like, let's go back to the human idea. Like, I feel like humans are, like, inherently egotistical. What a topic shift, by the way.
So I feel like
the silence is crazy. Okay, I feel like I'm the only one who's allowed to feel like things. Yeah.
Why are you feeling me?
I did. Anyway, back to Battle Cat.
No.
Someone likes battle dogs. Anyway, so just like, why are humans egotistical?
It's not. I think we should talk about sickness. Which was kind of the question.
Oh, now you don't want to be on topic. Okay. Your morals and ethics are a little questionable.
They're a little what?
Questionable.
We're not
get
depressed.
Paid enough for this. Anyway, So back to the thing. I feel like getting sick is like a vital part of your being.
Yes, thank you.
If you're weak and stupid,
no!
You should avoid sickness at all costs. I had a fever.
You're gonna be weak and stupid.
I had a fever of 103 the other day.
Shush.
It was horrible. I was sick and dying on the couch. I couldn't even play Battle Cats. It was the worst day of my life.
You are going to be weak if you don't get sick every once in a while because it builds up your immune system. Sorry, I'm being a nerd right now.
Oh, I'm sorry. Immune system, just pick up the slack. Like, are they not training?
It's you. Don't bone yourself.
Are they not training in their meantime? Do they not have immune system boot
camp
somewhere?
It's you. You're bullying yourself.
What are the point of the lift notes if the immune system just sits there like playing cards?
Cards is cool.
They need to learn. They need to pick up the slack.
Buddy, you cooked up in poker when we played that.
We don't talk about that. I lost literally everything.
By bullying.
I'm just saying that if your immune system is too dumb that they need to literally be attacked to be stronger.
By bullying your own immune system, you're bullying yourself.
No, by bullying my immune system, they're getting stronger. They need to learn how to improve. I yell at myself in the mirror to tell my immune system
to be better. Are you one of those people
who's
just like one of those gym like?
Fun fact: I've never gotten anthrax. Want to know why? Because I've yelled at myself, don't get anthrax, in the mirror every morning. And my immune system has been learning.
What's anthrax? Exactly, I've never gotten it. Because I've been sick.
What?
With everything else.
That's not how it works. That's not how it works.
Okay, so basically, our conclusion is that it's wonderful to get sick.
No, sick is being bad. Sick is bad. I don't like getting sick.
I don't think we're ever going
to
get
sick. Yell at your immune system.
Chinchilla, do you think we're ever going to get to the conclusion? We're reaching the halfway point where we need to switch into something else.
Oh. Huh, let's talk about anthrax.
Let's talk about anthrax. What's anthrax? Does it have to do with a spider?
No.
Right? Because anthropods.
Oh, wait. Oh, hold on.
Yo.
It's arachnids.
Arachnid. I was close.
Whoa. What? Okay, no. Anthrax is a very, very big bad disease. It goes sleepy, eepy, and then it kills a ton of people. Yes, indeed. So just like, it's really bad. In battle cats, it would be considered like a three-traded colossal enemy, but in human terms, it's a disease that kills literally everyone. It's very bad. Also, it goes to sleep and kills you, so don't get anthrax.
Should we talk about...
Oh yeah, the bulletin board! Here's the bulletin board segment with the bulletins on the board.
And this is where we just promote a bunch of stuff.
Yay!
We've been asked by one of our wonderful supporters, the president of the Meow Meow Space Cats, to just quickly promote.
I mean, they're the president. We gotta.
Girl Scout cookies. I will post a little photo of it on the questionable community page, and you can look at it. But basically, Girl Scout Troop 50764. In the United States, which isn't where we live, for sure.
Luxembourg.
Where you can contact them at troop50764@gmail.com. You can order your cookies. There is a QR code that will be on the poster that I'm going to post on our YouTube community, and you guys should totally check it out because it's awesome.
And get cookies. They're very good.
Yeah, it probably has a deadline. I don't know when that is. I think...
The deadline is today. Buy cookies.
Buy cookies. I'm not even getting
even after the deadline. Just buy the cookies. They're good. I really want some thin mints right now, honestly. Anyway, we reached 2,000 views on YouTube, which is like crazy for some reason. Anyway,
You should also check out our merch, but made by our wonderful marketing manager Mantis. That was
very aggressive.
Who joins us in the studio today? Say hi, Mantis. Oh, right. Mantis is not here.
Yeah, they got lost in the war.
But we are literally relying on you guys. If we stop getting monetary support, we can no longer be on any platform besides YouTube. And that's bad.
Indeed.
For a good 2% of our viewers.
Know what else is bad? When in Battle Cats, they send out like 30
rushers. You know what else
is bad?
Anthrax from spiders. Okay. Isn't anthrax?
Anyways, we have a new episode manager.
We do have an episode manager, Basil. Basil's not here today with us, but...
Yeah, they also got lost in the war.
Yeah, so...
Oh, so sad.
Tis, but a shame. No, you say tis, not tis.
Tis, but a shame.
No,
I'm sorry.
You don't know how to speak.
Tis, but a shame. It is a Z. You pronounce it like a Z. You say... Yes. Oh, wait, you do say
correct.
Pizza. Dang it. Okay, fine, you win. Okay.
Okay, so it is pizza. Pizza. It is actually said that. Okay.
Oh, ho.
Okay, but she's basically, like... helping us do literally all of this, which is fantastic. And
yay.
Planning the whole episode, giving us information, getting all the questions.
Mm-hmm.
Many, many thanks.
Many, many thanks, indeed.
We
actually do have a goal of subscriblons.
So
which
subscriblons.
We now realize that we're a lot closer to than we thought we would. Should we change the goal?
No.
No, I feel like we should change
because
bring it up by 10.
We're not...
Like, we're 7 away. Okay, the previous goal was 50 subscriblons, but
we
have 43.
We got 3 subscribers from our last episode. Don't set the bar so high.
No, we have to set the bar high.
Nope.
High bar.
Goals, 50 subscribers by the end of February. Moving on. You can contact us via Google form because I know a lot of our viewers are on like Spotify or Apple Podcasts music or something like that. So Amazon Music, right? So do not fret. There's no worry about commenting because
you're not
on YouTube.
There's no commenting. Commenting is being banned forever.
Shush. Oh, don't listen to him.
Dang it.
There's a Google form in the show notes, and it's pretty fire, and we look at it all the time. Totally. Actually, I haven't checked it in a moment.
Just a moment.
Yeah. We are on Instagram and TikTok, which is thankfully back at question.
I think I found out what the next topic is.
No. So we had the TikTok episode that we just did, right?
Oh.
And
you guys did that? No, dang it. I missed it.
Yes, I know. And we
I was
it
sick
to.
And dying. It was horrible.
That is valid.
Oh.
Yeah, but our first episode of season 2 was a TikTok episode, and it was fire. It really wasn't because I posted it, and then an hour later, TikTok got unbanned. It was all about the banning of TikTok and the future of it, and so it really did not do well.
Well, were you guys right?
No, because we thought it was going to be banned forever. We are on Instagram and, unfortunately, TikTok is back, but we are on TikTok.
Unfortunately.
At QuestionableThePod. Instagram basically just has a bunch of photos of me with memes over it that Mantis made. Thanks, I guess.
Oh, that was mean. That was very mean-spirited.
No, but have you looked at it?
No.
Exactly. Are you ready? Watch this.
Oh, no. It's not...
It's literally all just photos of me with what a demure gentleman. Like, shush!
Sorry. That's such a demure
gentleman. Then TikTok has, like, memes and stuff about us. It's funny.
Yay.
We have a new website. It's sites. This is complicated.
You
so
have
don't
a website?
Yeah. Wait, I swear, you are so out of things. I send you these
I've
all
been
the time.
Sick and dying for, like, half
I
of
send,
this.
I've, this was months ago. We have a website. It's questionable. sites.google.com/view/questionablethepod. And you can see all our stuff, episodes, contact us, support us, all that stuff. It's just a culmination of everything I'm talking about right now. And you can see our setup and equipment also. We've got all of that down here.
Mm-hmm.
And fan art. We love fan art. Please submit your fan art through that Google form. And you can always email us at questionablethepod@gmail.com.
Yay.
Not questionable the podcast, questionable the
also,
pod.
Also, if you do email us, I'm in charge of communication for some reason, so it'll probably be me.
Yeah, so you can address Chinchilla, or you can address the team, and we will all respond. Totally.
Unless
I
block
the
message.
At 11 o'clock at night writing it.
It will probably be him at 11 o'clock at night writing it.
we...
Don't worry, I'll be at 10
o'clock
writing it.
One more thing.
Oh, we're on everything.
We are on literally everything and more I did not know existed.
Okay, hold on.
Let's say it's all in one breath.
Okay. No, wait, I got this.
We go back and forth like we did in the
intro? No, I need three prep
for the intro.
No, we can do this.
No, are you ready? No,
whoever can do it faster.
You do the odd ones.
No, we're going to read all of them. Whoever can do it faster
wins.
Wait,
I'm setting a timer.
Okay,
dang it.
No, whoever wins it faster wins. There's no, like, actual time or something.
No.
At the same time. No, no one will be able to read. Understand that. Dang
I know, I'm going to literally say it.
Okay, there's a timer. Here we go.
Wait, no, I don't have a stopwatch on here.
No, how many can you get with one breath? Because I don't know if we can do all these.
No. No, you can do all of these with one breath. Mantis did it last time. Get into your phone, Chinchilla.
Okay. What you need?
Clock. Stopwatch?
Timer.
Stopwatch.
It just says timer. I'm on an Android. Don't believe it.
No, stopwatch. Click on the stopwatch.
I'm going.
Okay
ready? Who's going first?
You'll go first.
Okay, ready?
3, 2, 1.
Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, Pandora, iHeartRadio, Podcast Index, Denver. Deezer, Castro, CastBox, Fountain, Overcast, Pocket Cast, Podcast Addict, Podcast Guru, True Fans, and YouTube.
Okay, 11 seconds and 7.71.
Can I get a redo? I was confused
by
some of them.
Yeah, fine, redo.
Okay, one of them was the city of Detroit. Okay, never mind. No, you go. That's against the spirit. 1171.
1171. 3, 2, 1... Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, Pandora, iHeartRadio, Podcast Index, Deezer, Castro, CastBox, Fountain, Overcast, Cast, Podcast Casts, Pocket Casts, Podcast Addict, Podcast Guru, True Fans, and YouTube. Frick!
Oh! Oh, he missed the button.
Wait, is that 0.72?
Oh my god, you got 11. No, I got 71. I beat you by 1/10 of a second.
I forgot to press the button. I pressed almost pressed restart.
I won by 1/100 of a second.
You really didn't.
Democracy restored.
You did not. Yeah, that works.
Okay, crisis averted. So, get all that?
Sorry, but there was a bunch of
that was 23 seconds.
Non-verbal communication there.
Wow. Okay, 23 seconds of all these things that were on. I didn't even know we had half of those. Yay.
Yeah, like,
hurrah.
Look at how fire this is.
Who made that?
Me? This one?
Yeah. Uh-huh. No, like, the website.
Me. Okay. It's just Google websites, but it looks really good. Google Sites.
You gotta capitalize the us. No, look, scroll down. It's capitalized down there.
You're right.
Dang it. We just lost everything. Like, the entire podcast is being shut down now. Wow.
I could just press backspace and then shift and then U, and then I press publish, and it's fine.
Yay, it's fixed. Okay, crisis averted. Everything is good.
Yeah!
We did it!
Is it even still recording? Okay, yes, it is.
Oh my god, it's recording.
Oh my god, it's been 50. We need to take a break.
Wait, how do you... Huh?
Yeah, we need to take a break.
Okay, one more time. Let's talk about my Battle Cats build.
3, 2, 1.
So,
break time!
Yeah!
Alright, Well, hi.
Hi.
What now?
We're back.
We are very back.
We are so back.
There's actually only like 5-ish minutes left of the episode, so we can do a tiny short segment.
We can do a tiny.
Because we yapped way too much.
Don't you mean an
time.
Average size segment?
What?
This is an average size segment.
No, average size segments are 10 minutes long. We're doing a 5-minute one.
Indeed. Anyway.
Oh, I get the joke.
Anyway, so how's everyone doing today? Wonderful. I'm doing wonderful. And I hope you guys are doing great too. It's a rhetorical question. It's to boost viewer attentiveness. Are you?
You know, there's nobody making it.
Is anyone attentive?
Besides rhombic dodecahedron, who actually commented, I'm going to shout rhombic dodecahedron out just because they're amazing.
That's a very interesting name.
They come
in the nicest way possible.
Is it rhombic dodecahedron?
I think it's rhombic dodecahedron.
Rhombic
dodecahedron. Wow. It's a rhombus, but it's a dodecahedron. Indeed.
Yeah, so basically rhombic dodecahedron, right? Rhombic dodecahedron.
Yay.
-W1Y. Actually made it to the end of the last episode, which is fire. Also, big thanks to SolCSD for being a part of last time's episode. And being a guest on Guestionable.
Yay!
But I want to talk about our supporter wall. We've got a little wall in our studio. Studio in quotes. That
very, very, very big quotes. In the nicest
way possible.
Very prominent
quotes.
Very prominent quotes.
The quotes are very prominent, if you will.
Very indeed.
Like,
you're just looking at me. I don't know what we're doing.
I don't know anymore, man.
Okay, so we have a wall of quotes. Not quotes. A wall of people who do quotes.
No. Still not that.
It's just a wall.
It's a wall.
It's just a
and
wall.
It's got, I posted it on Buy Me a Coffee gallery, but
yay.
I'm gonna post it on the community page on YouTube too. It's just if you support us monetarily in any way via buymeacoffee.com/questionablethepod, or is it, it's just /questionable. excuse me.
Hey.
Excuse me.
Mean.
I said excuse me.
Wow. Excuse him.
Please do. And I'm not sure for us. I'm sorry.
Indeed. Okay.
You go up on our wall, and I'm going to post updates every time there is an update, and we will literally be reminded of your support every time. So thank you, Cadence Carroll. Thank you.
Say the name right with confidence.
Thank you, Cadence Carroll.
Eloquence. Cadence Carroll, M. Healy 217.
Thank you,
the
S.
Letter S.
Thank you, the president of Nyamian Space Cats. And thank you, Scylla.
Or is it Chilla? We may never know.
It's literally Scylla.
It may be Chilla.
You just want it to be something like Chinchilla.
Maybe. Indeed.
I'm not going to start calling you Chilla. Wait, Chilla's
don't call
cool.
me Chilla. That's their name.
It's Scylla.
It's Chilla.
Literally Scylla.
Okay, Chilla, if you're out there, please, please clarify.
Is it Scylla?
If it's Chilla, spell it C-I-L-L-A. And if it's Scylla... spell it. It's spelled C H I L L A.
That's short for Selenculins.
What?
I don't know.
What?
Selenculins.
Okay. Anyways.
Mm. How'd you pronounce?
No.
I'm
no.
I'm looking it up.
No. No. Oh no. Okay. How do you feel about Google? Like as a concept, just having the ability to look up literally anything,
it's kinda
from
creepy.
How to build a bomb to how to pronounce Chilla. Oh my god, someone made a video.
It's hard to name
go away, Jay from State Farm.
Right, here we go. Shush, shush, shush. Last me a lifetime, but I'll only need one internet. Sorry. 100% life. Yeah.
Fire intro.
Love the silent intro.
Cello.
What was that?
Cello.
Cello.
No, keep on
this is a minute long.
No, shh, shh. Indeed.
Actually, I agree.
No,
hey, we're
no, hold on, no, Emma's saying it. www.emmasaying.com.
Says.
We're not done, we're not done.
Ooh, this is the plot twist. Are you ready?
Oop, plot twist.
No, it just ended.
It doesn't even end.
It had like 5 seconds left, and it just went silent.
is there feedback?
No, that's me. That's the monitoring.
Uh-oh.
It's fine.
Maybe we need positive feedback.
Give us some positive feedback in the
comments. And negative feedback.
Don't.
Diss us.
Actually, yeah, kind of diss.
Diss us, but in haiku form. If you could give us diss haikus,
okay,
that would be
the
incredible.
First person to diss us in haiku form, we will know made it to the end, or at least skipped to the end of this episode.
At least skipped it there, yep.
Yeah, and we will give you the biggest shout out ever.
And we will perform a dramatic reading and monologue of your diss haiku.
In video, and we will post it as a separate video on our channel.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll be very cinematic, too, okay? I'm going to spend a good month on it.
Yeah, I will wear a tuxedo. It'll be very dramatic.
I will, too. I will wear a blazer.
Indeed.
Why did we commit to this?
No, it's just, that's kind of funny, honestly.
I do like this.
I kind of want a diss haiku. That would be really cool. Okay, just make as many diss haikus as you need.
Okay, but it's only the first person, so.
No. First, second, and third. We got three. We gotta rank them. We got a diss haiku ranking video.
Yeah.
Okay, as many diss haikus as you can make, and we will rank all of them.
Pretty please. If any of them are ChatGPT, we will know.
Maybe.
We will
probably
know.
Not, but we'll have suspicions.
And thank you so much for listening to Questionable the Podcast.
Indeed.
With us, Soup and
Chinchilla.
You know what time it is?
What?
I think that. No, you're supposed to.
Oh,
I
think
that.
Interesting.
It is
over. Goodbye now.
What? Farewell, my needle golden thread.
Doh, a deer, a female deer. Ray, a drop of golden sun. Me, a name I call myself. Fa, a long, long way to run.
So,
we just cooked up. That was fire.
That was terrible.
Oh, shut up.
I'm retiring.
Don't retire. Bye.
Bye.